This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Barbara J. Bonin, as personal representative for the estate of Thomas R. Keener, respondent, vs. Janie Gould, Darren Phillips, and Amanda Phillips, appellants, decided May 6, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Barbara J. Bonin, as personal, number ED112704, representative for the estate of Thomas R. Keener, respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of Jefferson County, Versch. Cause number 21-GEPR-00131, Janie Gould, Darren Phillips, and Honorable Catherine Hardy Senkel, Amanda Phillips, appellants, filed May 6, 2025. Janie Gould, Darren Phillips, and Amanda Phillips, collectively stepchildren, appeal the Circuit Court's judgment finding stepchildren exercised undue influence over Thomas Keener, converted his funds for their personal use, and awarded Keener's personal representative attorney's fees. Stepchildren argue that the Circuit Court erroneously awarded attorney's fees and misapplied the law of undue influence and unjust enrichment. This court finds the Circuit Court erred in awarding attorney's fees but affirms the remainder of the judgment. Background: Keener was an 85-year-old widower with three daughters and two grandchildren. Keener also had stepchildren from his third wife. At the time of all relevant events, Keener was in poor two health. He suffered from Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, severe hypoxia, transient ischemic attacks, pneumonia, and hypertension. On September 24, 2020, Keener's home sustained substantial damage in a fire. Keener moved into Gould's home and resided there with stepchildren until the end of his life. Following the fire, Keener's insurance company issued him money for temporary living expenses. The insurer also issued a check to Keener's mortgage lender for the residence. The mortgage lender applied the funds to the outstanding mortgage and then refunded the remaining funds to Keener. In November 2020, Amanda Phillips, after testing positive for COVID-19, took Keener to the bank and directed him to open a joint checking account with her as a joint owner. Keener deposited the funds from the insurer into this account. After Keener deposited his insurance proceeds, Amanda Phillips used those funds for personal expenses. Shortly thereafter, Keener also contracted COVID-19. He was diagnosed with pneumonia in both lungs and his hypertension worsened. As Keener's health declined, Gould arranged a meeting with an attorney to draft beneficiary deeds for Keener's home and another parcel of property. The attorney first hosted a web-based call, which Keener attended from Gould's home. Gould, Amanda Phillips, and one of Keener's daughters attended the meeting. During that meeting, the attorney had to repeatedly explain the estate plans to Keener. Meanwhile, Keener's health issues continued to worsen. Keener began experiencing seizures, causing vision loss, facial drooping, and memory loss. His oxygen levels were extremely low, his COPD worsened, and he developed severe hypoxia, which resulted in confusion, restlessness, and difficulty breathing. Three, Keener was no longer able to remember that one of his daughters had moved to California. In January 2021, Keener was unable to focus or maintain a conversation with his visiting grandson. Stepchildren urged grandson to limit his visit and leave the house because the attorney was going to arrive later that day. After grandson departed, the attorney arrived at Gould's house with beneficiary deeds for each property, a power of attorney, and a document to transfer title of Keener's van. The attorney never discussed Keener's wishes without stepchildren present. One beneficiary deed granted Keener's home to the Phillips family. The other beneficiary deed granted Keener's other parcel of property to Gould. Keener did not read the deeds or the power of attorney, and he asked whether he was signing a will. Keener's health had deteriorated to the point that he was unable to use a signature to sign the deeds. He only could make a mark. Barbara Bonin, one of Keener's daughters and the personal representative of his estate, was not invited to any meetings with the attorney, nor the execution of the beneficiary deeds. 2 days after signing the deeds, Keener passed away. Hours after Keener passed, Gould told Bonin that she would like to have Keener's second piece of property, but she did not mention that the beneficiary deeds were already recorded in her favor. After Keener's death, another check with insurance proceeds arrived. Amanda Phillips forged Keener's endorsement and deposited it into the joint account. The Phillips family continued using the joint account to pay their personal credit card debt when a second